14. Magical sympathy. There must be something here, says Loken. For him to steer me here, however obliquely, there must be something.
Must, sir?
Asks Bauer. If you're right, and all has become delusion, then there is no logic, no purpose, no connection, no scheme. The recurrence of that phrase was just a coincidence. The echo of insanity in a madhouse. Or minds joining together, says Cinderman. Minds, thoughts, ideas, warping into each other, binding together, creating synchronicities and connection. What Garville described, what's happening to the city, it's probably happening to our minds, too. An interconnecting labyrinth, an abstraction of ideas. Bullshit, says Mauer. The distribution of warped space effect is clearly uneven as yet, says Cinderman. Some places more than others, some locations more connected to the immaterium, or interconnected by the immaterium than others. If Terra is sliding into the Empyrean, then it will be true of everywhere soon enough, Mauer retorts. Yes, but why certain places first? Asks Cinderman. There is no logic. It's madness. No, no, Cinderman says, shaking his head, starting to pace. Some places are more susceptible than others, more sympathetic, like people. Some people are affected more rapidly than others. It could be a resonance, a quality of materia, perhaps a legacy of pain or thought or psychic activity. This place, the Hall of Leng, it's always been considered special. Because of the things in it? Asks Mauer. Yes, but the site itself. Leng, Mauer. The entire palace was built here because of the mystical significance of certain locations within its bounds. Alleged, says Mauer. That's true, isn't it? He asks the frightened young archivist. She nods.
The palace, it is said, was built here because this has been a sacred place since the rise of man, she says. The emperor chose it. The Himalayan zone contains many sites of ancient ritual significance. The palace was raised to contain all of them within its precincts.
And Leng was one of them, says Cinderman. A sacred site. We can't explain what brought us here, Mauer, beyond some deluded notion, but something brought Garville here too. Perhaps it was the Sigillite. To me, that proves that we were right to come here, that there is something here worth finding.
You are inspiring as ever, Kirill, says Loken. But what have you actually discovered?
Cinderman sags. He glances at the scattered books around them.
Well,
he says. He sighs. Loken picks up Cinderman's notebook again.
Have you tried saying any of these things aloud? He asks. Reciting them.
Yes, says Mauer.
And?
Nothing happened. Nothing at all.
Nothing happened here, you mean, says Loken. Nothing you were aware of or witnessed. Perhaps they are having some more distant or general effect. I heard your echo, Mauer, from far away. Or vice versa.
Cinderman looks at the archivist suddenly.
Hang on, he says. What were you saying? You were telling me something just as Loken arrived. Something about a special collection?
Collection 888, she replies.
Take us there, he says.